channelradio.co.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Who Cares Wins Radio Show here on channelradio.co.uk. I'm going to get the air conditioning turned off.
She's turning it off now.
That's better, because then I don't feel I've got a 747 over my head. So welcome, listeners. Welcome, wonderful followers on Twitter as well, and Facebook, and all of those wonderful social media technology applications. But of course, it wouldn't be Who Cares Wins without me, Angela Bryce Stevenson. But of course, more importantly,
me, Jan Mulligan.
Hey!
Good afternoon, everybody.
Or should I say, guten Tag. Guten Tag, meine Freundin.
Very good evening.
It was. I watched it, Jan.
You did?
You impressed?
I've converted you.
I watched football. Don't tell everybody. Keep it a secret. Just you and me. Yeah. No one else would know. So yes, I did watch it. I was shouting at the television. I'm sorry. I got into the whole, goodness sake, will you just get up off the floor? Yes. Interesting. I am glad. Because I like to speak German every now and then. Naturally, I was urging the German side on.
Well, that's good. Did you know, piece of history, it's the first time a European team has won the World Cup on South American soil.
Yes.
So they were really chuffed.
They were. So, yeah, it was eventually we got there. Although I must admit, I did laugh with my husband and I said, why couldn't I have just done that 45 minutes ago?
Well, exactly. It got to 10 o'clock and I said, do they not know we've got work in the morning?
Okay. Any of you out there on Twitter, remember we are here live in the studio with our Twitter feed, @CaresWins. If you would like to give us a shout out, say hello, tell us what you're up to, that you can shout about, of course. And if you have health and well-being news, events, information, we can shout about it. We have some exciting news ourselves to shout about later. But very excited. Did you notice how calm I am, Jan?
Keep them on tender hooks. I know. Tell them yet.
More importantly, our guest for today is actually, as you know, we have the option of people being interviewed if they would rather not come to the studio because it doesn't fit with their work requirements, mm-hmm. their work activities, or also because our wonderful guest was a little bit further afield than Hythe. And so we said, not a problem. Well, let's use technology.
Absolutely.
And with Skype, that marvellous application, we were able to interview our guest, who was also, if you remember listening to our show a few months ago, we did a little quiz and we encouraged you all to participate because the winner is
acronym
our guest today.
Wizard.
The acronym Wizard. The acronym quiz. Cheryl White of New Leaf EFT was the wonderful winner. Wonderful winner. I'm going to start going. I was going to say, let's go to Tigger. Tigger, wonderful thing about Tiggers. And she was our winner. And we gave her the option of a variety of prizes. And she chose the guest option.
Excellent.
We interviewed her. And Cheryl White from New Leaf EFT, we interviewed her into three. We broke it down, as we try to do, into three sections. Mm-hmm. And the first section, naturally, with all of our guests, we like to inquire a little bit about how they got into what they're doing and their therapy, their business, and how they came into health and well-being, and whether it's something that was always part of their drive and passion or something completely different. And again, you may have seen on Twitter, interestingly, the story that Cheryl came from a slightly different background.
She did.
I suppose it could be related to health and well-being. Well, I'll let you listen and you can make up your own minds. Let me introduce you to Cheryl White. And just bear in mind, as with all our recordings, because Jan and I are still playing with all this technology and with Skype, sometimes it fades in and out a little bit with the volume. So if you want to now turn up your speakers, I'll speak quieter, and you can turn your speakers up so that you can hear Cheryl and her interview as I press play.
Hello, Cheryl. I'm fascinated to finally meet you face-to-face after our email conversations and text messages because you were the winner of our quiz, which was brilliant. Well done. And also, before we go into depth on some of the actual marvellous therapies that you do offer to your clients, I'd like to know a little bit, first of all, with all our guests, as I'm so nosy, was this something you've always been involved in? What was your, sort of, if you like, your background before you came to become New Leaf EFT?
Oh my goodness me, involved in, not by a long shot. Fresh out of school after my failed A-levels, I went to be a trainee quantity surveyor in Victoria in West Swan. And I was there briefly until the building business crashed at the beginning of the last recession. They got rid of all their trainees, thank you very much. They went to work for the BBC in their standards department.
Hey!
Yep, and because I've been using British standards pretty obviously to check things over in my training with the quantity surveyors, they took me on where they write their own BBC standards, which I'm very proud to say, or used to be very proud to say, are better than the British standards. They've got more microns of gold on their connectors and things like that, because the idea way back when, before technology really took a spin, was that things had to last for about 10 years.
Of course.
You know, so it's not quite steampunk. If you're lucky enough to go for a tour and see all the real techies, they were just covered in cables, like some ancient telephone machine gone haywire. Everything was cabled to everything. It was huge. It was, yes. Wow.
And how, so was that something that you decided to leave of your own accord?
Actually, I left to become a mother. And I did that with a very, very, very educational first husband. 8 years of education there, and a lot of mopping up for my children afterwards. And then I ended up moving to the Sussex coast. Don't know how I managed that. Thank you, heaven, that was just amazing. And so here I am instead of West London. My child with asthma isn't quite so asthmatic. Now, my eldest two obviously had fallout issues from their early start in life. And one of them in her late teenage decided to hang around with the kinds of people she thought it was better if she didn't talk to me, I wouldn't know. And I went and did my counselling training. I heard about the drama triangle. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No, do tell me more.
Ah, wonderful. If you can imagine, victim and persecutor. These are not character types. These are when you get step into an arrangement with somebody that you get locked into this. There's the persecutor thing, oh, for heaven's sakes, why can't you handle it? You're so useless, blah, 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 knocking someone down. Mm-hmm. And the most unfortunate kind of victim is the professional victim, is the I can't do it, you do it. So at the other corner of that upside-down triangle is rescuer. And so many mothers fall into the rescuer trap, and I was one of them. Mm. And I'm just like a persecutor. I was saying, you can't do it. But I was saying, let me do it for you, darling. Mm. Let me take this off you. Let me fuss around you. I know better. And I wasn't really looking at how I was behaving. So I went and trained. I did the BACP. I got as far as intermediate. I got some counselling skills under my belt deliberately so that I wouldn't mess it up and annoy my daughter into disappearing. That was the start.
That got you interested in further study or wanting to step out and provide this as a service to other people?
Both. Obviously, there was real life going on in the background. It became more part of me than part of my work skills. Other things happened. One of my children has special needs. Mm-hmm. All sorts of things happened. It was quite a busy time. And actually, in the end, I had a heart attack. Talk about punctuation mark. Something inside me said, okay, well, stop trying to, you know, you've got back on that persecutor, rescuer, angry woman, drama triangle thing again. Pick it up. I started reading. I found Gary Craig's newsletter, which was amazing.
And what is that?
Gary Craig is actually the originator of EFT.
Okay, because we did have, and I think you know of the lady that we had on the show of
Jane.
Last year, Jane Unsworth. Had us tapping on air. So yes, starting to read that, which then I'm assuming raised your interest into EFT.
Yes, it did. It did and it didn't, because as I say, life was busy and I kept putting them to one side thinking I'll read them one day. And the day that I cleaned up my email account, having realised he kept them all online on his website, was about a week before he crashed his website completely and said, I've resigned now, and it was all gone. And that triggered this, so, okay, maybe I wasn't going to use it, but you can't take it away from me. And I went and found someone on Facebook. First person I could find on Facebook in my friends list with EFT in the names. I said, look, can you tell me the difference between EFT and TFT, because I'm Googling and I'm lost. Mm. Sent me some links. So I thought I'd buy a book that had two subjects in it. So then I didn't care if I went, no, leg waxing, NLP, something. I just wanted to... A, something that was going to earn me money, and B, something that could be nice for people.
Yes.
here. It's still very.
I'm not sure whether I would agree with you, Cheryl, on leg waxing being nice for people, but hey, you know, it takes all sorts. And just on that note, you mentioned, if I may, just to pull out that point, you mentioned EFT and TFT. How would you describe it to our listeners, the difference between them?
TFT takes a few years to learn, and EFT is the much simpler version. TFT is very complex, very precise. It studies medical conditions, and there is a set, if you like, dance between these meridian entry and exit points, set ones for each particular condition, so that the provision is predetermined, and the client comes and receives that in the way they receive surgery. Or receive a tablet or something like that.
So just interrupting you there, Cheryl, TFT is, am I right with my memory, I'm being tested, is it thought field therapy?
Yes, it is, yeah. That was Roger Callahan, and it's very, very in-depth, very respectable. And along comes Gary Craig, the Stanford engineer, who also does a flip in careers, and suddenly decides to learn all these things, and learn NLP and all sorts of things like that, and he also went and learned TFT. And he thought, there are 15 points we use. Some of these are what acupuncturists call the entry and exit points.
Okay.
Because they're where the meridians either end or are so close to the surface that they don't go at them with a needle unless it's last chances, because they're quite painful. You know, you hit bone almost immediately on all of these points. They're very effective to tap. And he said, well, if we just hit all of them, instead of finding out what the actual diagnosis is and hitting the precise ones, then it adds, what, 30 seconds to a round? And you're still going to hit the precise ones anyway. The cause of all discomfort with memory is an energy block in the body. Because you get three people who see a fire. One of them's going to be, one of them's going to be a little bit wary of fires in the future, and one of them's going to be freaking out. It's entirely down to they're absolutely perfect rationalizations of how the world works that they've already made. And they're holding on to those as energy in their body, ready to jump in before the mind will work next time they come across this or that disaster. So it's an energy block in the body. So it really doesn't matter which energy meridian it's lying along. As long as you just get somebody to focus on and bring a little bit of that energy back into them. Obviously, you don't want them going into abreaction and reliving it. But just get them to think about it, focus in on it, repeat a memory phrase that just won't let them let it go, and tap on the meridians, you find that it shifts. And you can do this even with something called chasing the pain. So you think of the last person that cheesed you off, and you think that, well, you felt that in your body. Now, it might have been in your jaw, or in your shoulders, or it might have really got to your tummy for half an hour. And you just focus in on that. Give it a colour, give it a shape, really look at it. And as you tap round on these meridians, focusing in on it, the most bizarre thing is that it moves and changes, always.
Fascinating. My understanding, you trained in, or went off to train, and or learn more about EFT, alongside your counselling. Is that when you then set up New Leaf EFT, or did that come later on?
Pretty much. I mean, you come out of these trainings, they're so amazing. Down to that book I bought with the two titles in it, turns out it was Carl Dawson, who turns out was the guy who was on my Facebook friends list, don't know how he got there, who turns out was training in this up the road on the very day that I got the book and looked for his website, if you believe in serendipity.
Serendipity, absolutely.
So I went to learn both EFT and matrix re-imprinting back to back from him in 6 months' time after that on a 5-day course, and that's the basics of it, that's all it takes. Pretty obviously, running a business, taking care of clients takes a whole lot more research and study.
Indeed.
But as far as applying it to yourself or being fit for insurance to apply it to other people, that's all you need.
Right.
Interesting information from Cheryl there, and that's just the first section.
Absolutely.
It just, there's the TFT and then EFT, and then she's introduced something called matrix re-imprinting, which we find out a little bit more about in a moment.
That just throws me off into films and movies.
The matrix. Yes, yes. And so I just wanted to heighten about the volume there, because again, it is about, unless someone physically is sitting in front of the microphone permanently without moving. And of course, when you're on Skype, as you may know, listener, people tend to move around, myself included. Although Jan, I sound like I've got a peg on my nose. times.
No comment.
I think it must have been my headset I had at the time.
I was just sitting very patiently in the corner, not saying anything.
You were very well behaved, weren't you, Jan? Yes.
We didn't have enough microphones to go around.
I know. Well. And it was, you should have seen us, listener. There was Jan and I trying to share this headset with a little, like this customer service type microphone. It wasn't working.
No.
So yeah, we said we'll give that up as a bad job. Let's play some music.
Just before we do.
Yes.
I can quickly, well, you mentioned Jane Unsworth briefly.
We did
there,
mention
because
Jane.
You and Cheryl were touching
about
base
EFT.
On EFT. And if you want to know more, obviously you can get in contact with Cheryl and we'll give out contact details later. But if you want to listen to more about EFT and how to tap.
Jane's
then
show.
Jane's show. Jane Unsworth, August 19th,
last
2013,
year.
Last year. Woo-hoo. Almost a year
yes.
ago. Time flies.
Isn't that funny?
Then that show will explain how to tap.
Yes, you can find that on our website.
You can indeed.
Who cares wins? Radio. All together now. .co.uk. Let's play some music. This actually was a choice from Cheryl amongst the raft that she sent me of variety of tunes I could choose from. And this one was chosen by the New Radicals and it's called You Get What You Give. Enjoy.
channelradio.co.uk.
Ah, you're listening to Who Cares Wins show on channelradio.co.uk. And of course, it's me, Angela Bryce Stevenson, and...
It's me, Jan Mulligan.
Mm-hmm. We should do it the other way one week and confuse them, shouldn't we? I should say, and it's me, Jan Mulligan.
And it's me, Angela Bryce Stevenson. Yay!
Doesn't work,
does
it?
Doesn't work.
Okay. Moving swiftly on, you are listening to us with our interview of our quiz winner, Cheryl White of New Leaf EFT. We've heard a little bit about her from being a trainee quantity surveyor.
It's one of those job titles you have to train to say the name, don't you?
And now moving into her therapies, the EFT and the TFT. And we were interested to know when she set a business up, when she decided to move into and become New Leaf. And also we did ask her the question, what is matrix re-imprinting? So let's play a little bit more. Again, turn the speakers up, as it may be a bit quieter than my voice here. Enjoy.
Cheryl, your business, New Leaf EFT, so when was it established, if you like? When did you set yourself up and start seeing clients?
Right. Officially, according to the bank, I started on the 1st of November 2011.
Wonderful. And with your business, Cheryl, it is an organisation that looks to help people. Are you mainly seeing people one-on-one, for example, at a studio clinic that you have at your own home, or do you tend to go into a clinic nearby where you live?
Right, I go out nearby. I have access to a consultation room in Rottingdean.
Just for our listeners, explaining where that area is.
Rottingdean is on the A259, direct between Eastbourne and Brighton. It's about 10 minutes outside Brighton, little black and white village, absolutely glorious.
Okay, so you're using consultation rooms, you're seeing clients there. What are you, if a listener was listening in at the moment, what would it be that would inspire them to come along? So what sort of things are you helping them with?
Oh, right, I'm so sorry. Yes, I also see a lot of people by Skype, because I have international clients as well.
Wonderful.
Which is quite handy. And it also means if you've got a really terrible shame attached to whatever it is you want to work on, I don't have to see your face, and you don't have to give me your real name. You have to set up a Skype account, and that's it. If you want complete anonymity in order to relieve yourself of whatever the issue is, then that's possible also. I've not really ever advertised, because as I came out of that fantastic training, I set my heart on people in total overwhelm. People who are a whole ball of twisted rubber bands, and if they let one go, the whole thing would explode all over the floor.
Yeah.
People who are walking along, holding it together, who've creatively sliced off bits of their persona and chucked it into an ambulance wagon behind them, and are dragging themselves forward with only 10% of their concentration. I wanted them, and I get them. I get a surprising number of people with ME, a surprising number of people with serious childhood abuse issues. These are not things you can stick on a poster and put in a window.
No, sure. They're quite personal, quite deep things by the sounds of it. Yes.
They are. They need a lot of healing. They need a lot of... and it's their journey. And my job is not to lead anybody anywhere. This is the joy of it. My job is the absolute certainty that what they're doing is running two conflicting, or three, four, five conflicting beliefs. So they have this freeze. There's not just fight and flight, there's freeze. They have this freeze moment where something just does not compute, can't cope with that bit, box it off, shut it off. Sometimes they can't even remember it.
Yes.
The mind is such a wonderful thing.
It's amazing.
People who say things like, I don't remember being three to five, I just can't remember it. You get a lot of people like that. Mm. And what traditional talk therapies will sometimes do is help you to access that memory, go, ta-da, breakthrough, and leave you to pick up the pieces so you can walk out feeling like a jelly dreck.
Mm.
And we never, ever do that. The whole purpose of this is to bring resolution, bring healing, reintegrate the person, give them back the self-identity, the self-confidence, their faith in life in general. So I actually put up a guarantee that you leave feeling better.
That's brilliant.
But, you know, because if you don't, then you're one of the, 10% that this just doesn't work for. And I'll give you your money back with love and some advice for where you might like to try next, but that's never happened.
But that's great. That's a great thing. And you also have people that refer you. So I've come, I've worked with you, and you know what? Wow, amazing. I will then shout about it from the rooftops that people come and then see you. So your work is, if you like, new clients come to you through referrals, through recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the whole of my client base anymore by any way, shape or means. Things are evolving. I love working with the fear of public speaking, for example.
Oh, yes, tell me more.
You know, that's such a simple, chase the pain. As you release the energy of the dry tongue or the palpitations or all that cortisol going into your thigh muscles ready to run, all those sort of things that make you a quivering wreck, and you get people to release each of those, and then we would use matrix re-imprinting either to go back through a past experience, which could be last year, or it could be when you were 3 years old and tried to tell a poem and everybody laughed at you, or something like that. You find the real roots of these, and it's not a matter, it's not like NLP timeline therapy, it's not where you excise the memory at all.
No.
Because the memory is the memory. What matters to you is what you've, like those three people looking at the fire, is what you've come away from it with.
Right,
what learnings you've decided to make about the world or about yourself. Like, people are always going to mock me, or I'm never going to be good enough, or whatever.
I tend to describe that as, is it like a limiting belief? Is that how
very
you would describe it?
Very much a limiting belief. We can actually undo those in the matrix.
And coming back, that's a wonderful word, or in fact two words, matrix re-imprinting. Explain more, Cheryl. What is matrix re-imprinting? It sounds very, very painful.
Well, this Carl Dawson I was mentioning, he's one of 28 remaining world masters in EFT who were trained by Gary Craig, and I think it took them about 10 years. They had to jump through some serious hoops to get that name. Mm-hmm. Just before Gary Craig retired, at which point he wasn't taking any more on, so I was, no. Having used this EFT for years, he was doing EFT on a client in front of a group of trainees and said to the lady, "Can you see that little girl?" meaning her younger self.
Right.
And she said, "She's so close, I could tap on her." And from there, and from several years of experimenting with it and developing it, he realized that every single time, not only did it add another layer of dissociation to the whole process, so that fewer of those distressing feelings came into the client here and now.
Yes.
But you can actually dialogue with your younger self, and where you might feel, for example, that they might be empowered by the Dalai Lama stepping in, your five-year-old might want Mr. Blobby. So what comes up to equip that fraction of yourself, that fractured, what they actually call an echo, which is an energy consciousness hologram.
Because lovely. We're going to have to create another acronym quiz with this going on, Cheryl. It's marvellous.
Sorry about that. anyway, this little tiny part of yourself, you can actually dialogue with them and get what is actually perfect for them in that state, so that they feel they've got resolution, they can breathe out, they feel that life is fair now. They feel they can actually recreate, they can stop time and recreate an imaginary, wonderful little moment where everybody has ice cream and it's all better. Mm. It's all play pretend for a kid. And then that sense of relief, that sense that everything is fair again, that sense that it wasn't that bad, you can apply that and ripple it down the timeline.
Wow, so that's and matrix re-imprinting.
That is matrix re-imprinting. It's like playing dominoes with Happy Ever After. It blasts forward. It's a very bizarre sensation, and it's wonderful.
And just to remind our listeners, we've said that TFT is thought field therapy. Then you explained EFT, and just to clarify for our listeners, that EFT stands for
Emotional Freedom Techniques.
Lovely.
And the wonderful, wonderful thing at the moment is that mindfulness is becoming so popular with businesses. I want to tailgate that into businesses. I really, really do.
Wonderful.
Mindfulness is fantastic if you apply it gently and persistently, but there's always going to be that sudden jolt that's going to take you some time to deal with.
Hence, we have other therapies or other skill sets, for example, that then people like yourself are able to actually, you know, if someone wants to explore that, can actually take it much deeper. So that's fascinating. Yeah.
It is fascinating. And of course she gets my vote because she mentions mindfulness.
I like the fact that she's reinvented the Matrix.
Fascinating stuff. Absolutely. When you start listening, and I've heard the interview because I put it together with the editing. And again, I'm listening to it now, and it's interesting, the bits and pieces that are coming out. It's like, wow, that's interesting. That's fascinating. And also how it's great that it can mold with other techniques that people are using or may have been to see other people, and they can integrate those together.
And that's what fantastic. I find fascinating, because I'm not in that world.
No, sure.
I mean, you are.
I think sometimes.
Sometimes. And when we go networking and when we meet guests, I'm fascinated by the range of toolkits that everybody has. It doesn't matter what the profession we're in. If you've only got one string to your bow, it's not going to get you very far. And you're not going to be able to help your clients very much.
Nope.
So whether you're a coach, whether you're a practitioner of some kind, even an accountant will have different ways of doing it. And the best ones have a big toolkit because you're adjust your approach for the person who's in front of
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, because everyone is so different. Absolutely. And of course, she mentioned journey, so she gets another tick in the box.
Another journey begins.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Cheryl. I'll give you the five
newly
later.
Newly, rather than Greenleaf, so she's almost there.
Brilliant. We didn't fix the competition on this, folks. I see we've had Adrian, the wonderful AK Pet Services, on Twitter saying, "Have a good show, ladies." Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
And we have the wonderful Gary White, who I am assuming is linked to Cheryl White. There's
either
some retweets going on. I'm making a big assumption.
There's
a white family. Yes, there's a white domination going on out there.
No, I used to know a Gary White.
Did you?
I wonder if it's the same. See if it's the same Gary
could
White.
Could be the one and only. Sorry, I nearly burst into song there. Okay. One of the other things she picked up about the whole public speaking as well, which I thought was interesting to hear. Again, another avenue to explore if you are somebody who has that fear of public speaking, which, if you want to know the technical term, it's laleophobia.
Say that again, please.
Laleophobia.
Okay.
The fear of public speaking. There you are, see.
I was at that wedding on Saturday. Everyone talking apart from the groom. The groom just came off, no problems whatsoever, but the best man, the maid of honour, the father and bride were all so nervous they could have done with Cheryl's help.
Did you pass my card out?
Almost. I was at the wrong side of the table for that.
Okay. You are listening to an interview with Cheryl White of New Leaf EFT, who was our winner of the acronym quiz. And so we did interview her via Skype, hence the volumes aren't great. I do apologise for not... I couldn't do anything more with my computer to get the volumes
up. Broadband, to be honest. It was
coming in and out,
and it was affecting the sound quality.
So, yes, we apologise. But if you just tweak your speakers up a little bit louder, this third section interview with Cheryl, we asked her a little bit more about something else that she's getting involved in, something called mind map tapping technique. Very interesting.
The question I'd like to explore, something we've talked about off air, is this new area that you're working with someone else on, something called mind map tapping. And I'm aware of mind mapping and the wonderful Tony Buzan, and I encourage a lot of my clients to work with mind maps, and I myself love the colour, and it's just an excuse probably to buy felt tip pens in WH Smith's or any reputable stationers. But I'd like to explore with you, you've got something called mind map tapping. Can you tell us, I know it's still under development and you're looking at changing the training delivery, but it's something you're involved with at the moment.
It is. I'm actually already a trainer. I am the only trainer besides the lady who invented this, who is Fiona Truman. We've had one amazing training where everybody begged for it to be 3 days instead of two, hence the rejig. Mind map tapping. We have the authority of the Buzan organisation to use their name in the title, which is a coup in itself. It touches on emotional freedom techniques. It does use one or two meridian energy points, but it is designed for those people who cannot or will not visualize, or who are not in a position in their lives to contemplate the more gentle therapies.
Okay, interesting. I know something you spoke to me about is it's a sort of fun, practical way to taking a step away from a SWOT analysis, which of course with my corporate hat on, Jan and I love that acronym of a SWOT analysis. And those that are listening, SWOT is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. and it's often it can be used either as a personal tool, looking at your own strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats, as well as in an organisational context. So I was fascinated when I saw that it's linked with that. Is that how you work it? I know you can't give us too much yet.
Well, the niche that I feel passionate about is male, very male and very corporate. The people that I would most love to use this with are those who are up in their heads, very logical, very reserved, can very easily dissect the world and the issues and can put it all on paper. So if I ask them, say, to start with their problem, which might be my boss, and then to list everything related to that problem, we then use some very hypnotic language, like NLP, it's not hypnotherapy, to discuss this with the subconscious. So the mind can be, the conscious mind can be having a wonderful time getting furious about everything if it wants to. Meanwhile, the subconscious is digging up the extra links. And you look at a page and you work out through this process which of those niggles is actually the lead balloon, which one isn't going to go away. Or two, or three. We then throw that page away, put it to one side, start a new page. So in that way, over 2 hours, we drill down and we go again and we can go again. We drill down and down and down to the real core issue behind the things that you feel are annoying you about a current presenting issue that's doing your blood pressure in or whatever it's doing.
Oh, that's so amazing. It actually sounds like, again, it's something else from my corporate life. It was a root cause analysis technique, sounds very similar in dealing with problems in related to work issues and work problems or system problems, and we would use this root cause analysis tool, and also the fishbone diagram, if anyone's ever heard of the fishbone diagram, or the Ishikawa diagram, which was also it looked like a fish by the time you'd drawn up what was the actual problem, and then you were looking at all the spines being the causes. So it's interesting how these things can then be, if you like, tweaked and turned, and looking at then individuals' problems or individuals' issues and helping them uncover them, and then work on them to alleviate them, relieve them, look at something in a different way, which is fantastic. May we, with the lady, Fiona, what was her name? Fiona Truman. It may be something, we'd love to have you both back on, perhaps on another date in the future. Perhaps you can come on when things are out there in a bigger way and tell us a little bit more about this wonderful
technique. That is only half the process.
That would be great. So look forward to that with excitement. Cheryl, with regards to your clients, I know that you offer, is it a 20-minute free consultation?
Anyone who is considering EFT or matrix reimprinting or any sort of energy therapy that I provide and is uncertain whether to take that dive, because this is not a one-hit wonder. I mean, there are examples of one-hit wonders, but generally, you know, this is personal development stuff.
Sure.
Anyone who's not sure whether to take the dive, whether it's for them, I do offer a 20-minute initial consultation.
That's fantastic. That's brilliant. I'm going to come back to your contact details. One question from Jan, who is with us, listener, by the way. I know that you think she's being very quiet, well, very well behaved. It's just with technology and microphones, it's rather than us sort of huddled too closely together. Jan's just pointed out a question to Cheryl on the mind map tapping, if I can get it. Can it help with people who always play devil's advocate? Yes, I'm guilty of that too. Who play devil's advocate and they see two or more sides to everything. Can it help people like that?
That is me. Yes, fantastic. Everything I do helps me. I mean, never trust a therapist who says they've got it all sorted. I'm a working therapist. All these tools are working for me. Yes.
Great.
Yes, very definitely. You can bring positives forward. In fact, when we finish with a positive, a future positive, perfect. If all this was resolved, what would it look like?
Great.
And so we release all the negatives and enhance all the yes buts. Actually, there is an upside to that. And everyone runs reversals like that. Everyone has conflicting beliefs about things. And I'm just so grateful to get clients who actually know what their conflicting beliefs are. So on the one hand, on the other hand.
Yes.
And then again.
And then there's another one. Wonderful. Yes. That's wonderful. And the most important part of this interview with you, Cheryl, as part from you being our winner and getting you on air, which is great, is, yeah, she's dancing away there, is also your contact details. So people listening in or people who want to know more or perhaps take you up on your initial consultation and explore things further, how best can they get hold of you? What's the contact details?
Thank you. Well, do you know what? I'm having too much wonderful fun with this life. I know it sounds awful. I'm doing all these wonderful things. I'm helping at Carl Dawson's trainings. I'm halfway through training to be a mental health practitioner. Now, there's something else. That's top notch. Wow. And my website is sitting there sort of half built.
Okay.
It's there. It's got some of my favourite testimonials on it, so it's worth having a look at, and it has a contact form on it.
Okay, and that website and that address is?
newleafeft.com.co.uk. They both go there.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, my email is a Gmail. That's newleafeft@gmail.com.
Facebook page is newleafeft, if I remember.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Brilliant. Cheryl, it's been a delight to talk to you and just find out, again, we're just scratching the surface with the amount of work that you're doing with individuals and the amount of toolkit, if you like, that you have. And perhaps there are further shows that we need to talk to you about. You just threw it in there. I like the way you just threw in there at the end this what was it called?
Meta Health.
Another one. It's just, we need another show. I'd just like to thank you before we run out of time that we have had very, for me anyway, insightful session to learn what you do, and it is fantastic work, and to hear what you're up to. And if you want to, by all means, share any future events that you're doing, please do visit our Facebook page and do shout out about it, or let us know, and of course we can shout about it on the radio show. But for now, Cheryl even, you see, I'm talking about somebody else. Thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. It's been fun. Thank you.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Oh, the lovely Cheryl White of New Leaf EFT, our wonderful quiz. Winner. The prize was to have the opportunity to be a guest on our show. Well done, Cheryl, for being interviewed there and putting up with our technology and the internet and my very peg-like voice there. Very strange voice. I don't think it was me, really.
I
think I must have been possessed or something like that.
It's well worth entering our quizzes.
It is.
Because there were other prizes on offer.
There were.
So if you don't want to be interviewed by us, and it's not compulsory, you could
have won. Send the boys round if you say no.
A whole host of other things, but Cheryl chose that, and I think she chose wisely.
I think she did. Of course she did. And to repeat, if it was too quiet, I'll repeat her contact details for you. She is also on Twitter, which is Cheryl W, so it's CHERYLW. That's her Twitter handle. She's also on with her website, which she did say, because she's out there having a wonderful life and work, that her website's still being developed. But there are a lot of testimonials on there, so go and have a read on newleafeft.co.uk or .com. They both take you to the same place. And if you want to email Cheryl to know more of what she's teased you with today and you'd like to have a chat with her in more depth, then do contact her on the email, which is newleafeft@gmail.com.
Excellent.
There's the contact details. And yes, I think she's going to be definitely coming back to talk about this meta health. I love the way she just threw that in at the end of the interview. It's like, oh, what's this about? I want to know more. And if you are, as she said, her key clients are people that are in total overwhelm. What's the lovely phrase she used about being sort of tied up in a rubber band and and helping those people unwind? So fantastic. Thank you, Cheryl. If you are listening in, she hasn't tweeted us yet. She may listen later. So thank you again, Cheryl, for spending time with us and sharing some of your insights and knowledge and experience.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl.
Now, it's time It's that time as well, the time when we play you a little clue with some music, as we try to do, not only because I like this song, so I just wanted to play it.
She chose a song and then had to come up with a reason for playing it, so we invented some good news.
We've come up with some exciting news that we're going to tell you after this song, which does give you a little bit of a clue of what we're going to be talking about. So enjoy, and we'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. I just love it. Just got my head's going now. Yeah, let's get the guitar out.
Radio.co.uk.
Yes, you're listening to Who Cares Win show on channelradio.co.uk with me, Angela Price Stevenson. Yeah, and Jan Mulligan.
This is where we need the webcam, and you see that half of the studio is a little bit crazy, and half of the studio has pen and pen ready. I'm taking notes and being very serious.
And of course, listener, you know that Angela Bryce Stevenson is the one in the corner with the pen and the very serious voice.
Yes, and Jan Manigan's just gone crazy.
Welcome back. We have wonderful, exciting... Well, we have so much happening, don't we, Jan, that we can't tell you everything. But one of the key hot news, great news, whatever banner that we can give it... I'm bursting. How shall I say it? I'll just say it. We are moving to a different time slot.
Yay!
The reason being is some people have said to us, oh, 3 o'clock is difficult because of school run and other things going on. And you talk about lunch break, but I can't take a lunch break at 3 o'clock. So, likewise, we've been mulling this over.
We have.
And the wonderful lads at Channel Radio, so Kevin and Paul, thank you very, very much. And looking at the schedule, we are now still going to be on a Monday.
We are.
The new time. Are you writing it down? 12 noon.
Yay. So you can chomp your sarnies.
You can.
Go so of course, for your lunchtime walk. Listen
for me,
to us on the iPod, whatever.
Health and well-being. I encourage my clients to have a break. Not necessarily have a chocolate bar. Have a break. Have some lunch break of some description. And what better excuse than to say, do you know what? I'm going to move away from my desk. I am going to sit there with my sandwich. And I'm going to tune in via maybe the TuneIn app. Or just log on to channelradio.co.uk. And listen at 12 noon for an hour to our dulcet tones. What more could you want in life?
I don't know. I think you need, who cares when's lunch break every day?
I think so. We're working on that. Worldwide domination.
Entice them into our new way of thinking slowly.
And so if you're panicking next week and what's happening, don't panic because we are easing you in gently.
We are.
We will not be live at 12 o'clock until September. Hence the song School's Out. More pencils, no more rule books, Jan. We are being let loose. We have lots going on. We, Jan and I, have interviews. We are meeting future guests. We're doing all sorts of things. We are working as well, by the way.
Yes, doing some proper work in between.
some real work. And what we're doing is taking all of this information and we're running around. So yes, an element of you are also perhaps going on a holiday, listener. Are you having a break? Are you having some time out of the office on a summer holiday? Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that song, as much as I love it, I also thought, oh, isn't that great? School's out. We're obviously going to be moving off and doing all these marvellous, exciting things. And so if we're not here next week, physically in the studio, school's out, having a break, I was going to say that word then, Jan, that chocolate bar.
No.
And it's that just thought it was appropriate and it's just any excuse for me to play it.
But we're going to keep you on your toes.
Oh, yes.
Because some weeks will be live, some weeks will be recorded, some weeks will be brand new interviews.
Yeah.
So you just have to keep.
So much. I can't keep up with it.
Checking on the whocareswinsradio.co.uk website.
Yes.
That's where the diary will be.
Yes, yes, yes.
Also shown on Greenleaf Ergonomics.
Mm.
Is it still on?
Another Journey Begins. We don't have the link there because I now have on Another Journey Begins, I do have the Who Cares Wins logo.
Right.
And you are able, if you're looking at my site for what I do and what I'm up to, and then you think, ah, Who Cares Wins Radio, there is a link you can shoot Excellent. Across from that site. So
on all of those links, you'll be able to find out the show plan mm-hmm. for at least 2 weeks in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And the next 2 weeks coming.
Yes.
So that's the 21st and the 28th. Andrew
yes.
and I are
well
picking
done.
Two, of our, two of our favourite shows from the last few weeks. And so they will be going out again
mm-hmm.
as we then prepare all the exciting new interviews.
Exactly.
And get ready for our change of plan.
Oh. I had to play it, Jan. I had to play it. I just think it's very appropriate. I'm going to play around with this. I think we should have this as our jingle
you think?
In the background. You know, we are the Avengers, are we
the
not?
Health and well-being Avengers.
Oh, yes.
It sounds like we're trying to yeah. get rid of health and well-being.
Or maybe, what do you think about this one? Maybe we should just move into some sort of mission to make it
is possible.
Health and well-being. In fact, this could be quite good as we roam around the country talking to our future guests. We could have this like, there's Jan hanging off a cliff top interviewing our new guest.
Pelican Pete. Out of Hebrides.
Yes, well anyway, we move on to more serious things. We are going to be doing all sorts of things over the next few weeks. So with effect from the 15th of September, that's the date in your diary for change of time slot.
Yes.
Bear in mind in your diary, 12 noon, we will tweet about it. Fear not. You will know about this.
Know. LinkedIn,
we
Facebook,
will remind
tweeting.
You through Twitter, through Facebook, through carrier pigeon, anything.
All the websites.
Maybe I'll get a plane and have a banner fly by that it will be from 12 noon. We will be live from Monday, the 15th of September, 2014.
We will. It's a bit like the clock's going back, but it's
yes.
more momentous than that.
I know. So there's lots to do for us, lots to work on. And Regarding interviews, people are saying, do I have to come to the studio? We do need to remind you, as we did with Cheryl, yep. Cheryl, I apologise, that we can do it through Skype. Admittedly, we are still working with our own technology at home mm-hmm. to make sure that we can enhance the volume levels, etc. And we're still being guided by the wonderful Mike, who works at Channel Radio yes. with Paul and Kevin, to make sure that we can get it even better. Yep. And so if you want to be interviewed, or we can come and see you and actually yes. interview, you know that we've done that with previous guests, yep. with Rebecca Francis
we
as
travel
one.
Locally very
White
easily.
A bit
further afield if you can tempt us with, you know, nice tea.
Oh, yeah.
Some gluten-free cookies for me.
I know.
What's your favourite nibble?
I can't say that on air.
if you entice us, we may travel farther afield, or we could meet you somewhere in between.
We could. There are options. Yes. It's not that you have to come down. We love having you in the studio, so if you can have a day out in Hythe, I would highly recommend it, in Hagland's Farm, and we've got Kate, the bistro next door
Absolutely.
To us, with fabulous food and drink. What more could you ask for? Therefore, it is the actual experience of coming in the studio. Of course, we do appreciate that people work, and so if it's an interview, we can do over the telephone, Skype, or we can do it face-to-face, and then play it later.
Yes.
We can do that. And of course, do keep your events, your information coming. Post it on Facebook. Who Cares Wins Radio Show on Facebook. And of course, if you want to email us, that's whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. Have I missed anything, Jan?
There's a couple of events that are not
yes,
about
before
us.
Time. I know. I'm so excited. I just want to keep going on about our new time slot. It's 12 noon, 15th of September. I just want to keep shouting about that because I'm so excited. And thank you once again, Paul and Kevin, for allowing us to change our schedule.
So just quickly, we met up with the lovely Alison Carter this morning at the Faversham Tweet Up.
Yes.
Alison, you may remember, folks, runs No Place Like Home, which is later life care and support and social events, all sorts of things. But she runs a free dementia workshop for family carers in the Canterbury and Swale area. So if that sounds interesting to you, their email address is info@noplacelikehome.eu. And we'll post the phone and everything else on the website.
Before we disappear, I have a piece of music that Jan has chosen.
I have.
It's very appropriate.
It's my holiday
to play
music.
Out with. And I wanted to, you had some fact for tomorrow, the 15th of July.
15th of July, 971, St Swithin's Day. It was the day that St Swithin's body was moved from his original grave.
He wasn't happy about it, was he?
The old minster at Winchester to outside, and he didn't want to go.
He's not happy chappy.
And the poem goes, St Swithin's Day, if thou dost reign, for 40 days it will remain. St Swithin's Day is there, is that if thou be fair, for 40 days 'twill rain no mare.
No!
So look out for the rain tomorrow, folks.
I don't know what the forecast is.
Sunny. We want it sunny for the great escape to the summer.
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear the link? She's given the game away. Yes, it is.
Listen to this and picture me
yes.
yomping up the hills,
Please
down
do.
The dales, Yorkshire, Cornwall, Scotland, anywhere in between. This music is in my head.
All I remember is the motorbike.
No,
of course
foot.
I would.
You would. This is on foot.
Enjoy your holidays if you're having them. Enjoy letting us know about health and well-being events and activities. Yeah. We love running a show. We love hearing from you, our listeners.
We do indeed.
Do keep in touch and
we'll
enjoy
back.
The great escape to Bye holidays, to destinations. I don't know where, but who knows? We could start whistling. Should we start whistling?
Can't whistle.
I don't know. Shall we whistle? Let's see. Here we go. Where's my motorbike?